We're in Siman Taflamavav Sivbez. The Mechaber says, "Yesh Omerim, the Kodem Shoshim Yom Shein are Tzarech Livdo, Kanuk Shein Dato Lachzer Besocha Pesach. The Afa Pisha Dato Lachzer Kodem Pesach O Acharav, Einu Tzarech Livdo, Kevin Shukodem Shloshim. Shiagia Pesach Yivat Lenu." So the Mechaber says that there is a second opinion, which is more Mekel, and says that which we said, that if you leave before 30 days before Pesach, that you don't need to do Bedika, that's even if you're going to return before Pesach, as long as you're not planning on returning on Pesach, then you're going to be fine. And when Pesach comes, you would have to do Bittel. But if you're planning on returning on Pesach, so then, that's when you have to check according to this opinion. But then, if you're leaving within 30 days, there's a Chovetz Bedika, so even this opinion says that there'd be a Chiyav Bedika. Again, we said this is all depends on how far you're traveling, etc. And the Mishnah Berurah says that Lamaskana, the most Achronim say to be Machmer, like the first opinion, that if you're leaving before 30 days, then you should do Bedika before you leave. But Makom Etchach, you can rely on this other opinion that even if you're planning on returning before Pesach, then you would not need to do Bedika if you leave before 30 days. But again, it all depends on where you're going as well, where you're traveling. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber adds, if he forgot and didn't do bedika, then you should do bittel. But you don't make a bracha on the bittel, as we said, because the main bittel is balev, and you don't make brachas on dvarim shebalev, as we discussed already. His wife should do bittel as well, just in case he forgets to do it wherever he is. If Gimel Yisrael, Hayotim Beis Aino Yehudi, Toch Shloshim Yom, Benichnas Bais Acher, Beir Zo, Oholich Lir Acheres, Eino Tzarech Levar Bais Aino Yehudi. If a Jew is leaving a non-Jew's house within 30 days of Pesach, but he's going to a different house in that city, so then he doesn't need to do beer on the non-Jew's house. Sherei Kaimet says beer, Bosu Bais Acher, because he's going to fulfill beer in the house that he's going to. Avalim Humafarish, Oyotze Beshayara, Veloi Kanus Pesach Levais, but if he's leaving the non-Jew's house and not going to another house, Yeshish Omer Shechalav Chovas Abir, Kimishu Toch Shoshim Yom. Some say he does have to do beer on the non-Jew's house. Vitzarech Levar Bais, Ani Yehudi, Shehu Yotze Mimenu Kedela Kaimet says beer, so that he can fulfill the mitzvah. Aval Pishen Yehudi Kanis Abais of Pesach. And some say, no, if a non-Jew is coming into the house, then you no longer have a chiyuv. The Mishnah Berurah says what's going on over here is that since he's leaving the non-Jew's house and he's not planning on returning, so Mastana, he's being mafkir the chametz that was there, and it's like he's throwing it into the street, and it's not his, so he won't violate Bayur Abayi Matzah, and that's why he doesn't need to beer on it. But if he's not going to another house, so then this opinion thinks that since it's within 30 days, there is a chiyuv bedika on him to fulfill somehow, and if he's not going to fulfill it somewhere else, so he has to fulfill it on this house. The Mishnah Berurah then takes the opportunity over here to discuss if you're planning on selling some of the rooms to a non-Jew for all of Pesach because you're going away, do you have a chiyuv to check those rooms or not? It says it's a machlokas achronim, you have a chiyuv to check or not, and then he discusses selling the house on the 13th to avoid the Bedika Bechlal. The post can point out, in general, it's not a good idea to sell the house. You should really rent the house to the non-Jew, because if you sell the house to the non-Jew, there could be issues of putting the mezuzah back up when you buy the house back. And in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to sell land to non-Jews. But we'll discuss more of these issues of renting out the house starting on the 13th in order to avoid the Chiyuv Bedika when we get into issues of Mechiras Chametz.